Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have in studio stage actors Montez Prelin and Alex Noble. Alex, you're a local human being.
Yes, I am a local human being, Larry.
Montez is, you've spent a lot of time in Pittsburgh, though, but
yeah.
This isn't your home.
No, from Baltimore.
Baltimore, yep. But you spent a lot of time in Pittsburgh, so
yeah.
You like performing at the O'Reilly. Isn't that a great theater?
It's beautiful. It's one of the most beautiful theaters in the city, so I love it.
One of the things that's unique about it is the stage projects out into the audience, so you're surrounded mm-hmm. by the people, and those that are close have never been closer in a play.
Oh, you're basically on stage with us.
Yeah. And this one, it's actually closer because they've moved the seating banks in a little more to build the set
nice
around it.
Nice and tight.
So it's very nice and tight. So we're singing directly into people's faces.
And this performance is The Little Shop of Horrors, which I remember originally as a movie, and it was a stage play in the early 80s, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And this is a musical. That's why I didn't get the call up for this. I'm just but I met both of you doing A Few Good Men, and that was a great experience. And then it's over. You got to move on to the next thing.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So you're in preview, and Friday is opening night.
Opening night, Friday the 31st at 8 p.m.
Yeah. At the O'Reilly in downtown Pittsburgh. So for those that don't know the show, how do you describe, what's the storyline of The Little Shop of Horrors?
I should have practiced this, but it's basically a young guy who works at a florist shop named Seymour stumbles upon this plant that brings him great fortune, but with great fortune comes a price that he has to pay because the plant demands he demands blood.
It's like a giant Venus flytrap.
Yeah, he's a mm-hmm. Venus flytrap who demands blood. And so Seymour has to feed this plant in order to feed his own wants and dreams so that they can come true. So he's faced with a really big dilemma at the end. You know, does he continue to reap the benefits or does he have to get rid of this plant?
And you're the voice of Audrey 2.
Audrey 2, yes. Beautiful name, right?
Yeah, and that's Montez, and Alex, you're the puppeteer.
Yes, so Montez is the voice and the what everyone hears, and I am inside of what is a big foam plant. It's like wearing a Muppet. But no, it's a great time, but I get to bring it to life physically, which is a lot of fun.
And I can only imagine, yeah, because this is not your typical musical in that regard.
No. Normally you don't see, this is one of the only shows I can think of that a character like this is split between two performers.
Mm. So it's kind of strange that I get you both here. But then, Montez, where are you while Alex is doing his thing?
I'm in a room underneath the stage that has a microphone and a screen where I
monitor
where I can watch everything that's going on, little light down there, table. And, you know, so.
Well, that's a different way to perform.
It's very different. I've never performed like this before. And
usually you're on stage.
Yes, usually.
Yes.
I mean, I am in the show at one point, but then I disappear and I go into the room. But it's very different. And we have rehearsal after this, figuring out, you know, still figuring out the different ways in which we can be in sync.
And let's talk about the director.
Oh, of course. Yes, Mariah.
Mariah C. Kaminsky mm-hmm. is just extraordinarily talented.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And I learned that working through the process. For those that don't know, you sit down, you do a table read with everybody. And then from that point on, it's just building and building. Then you go through this week.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, opening night, do you still, you guys are both seasoned professionals, but do you still get nervous for opening night?
We better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like nerves are good. Nerves are good.
I was, by the way, petrified.
I could only imagine, though. That was scary.
You hit it very well.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, you know, really, professional actors. I mean, we've had all of this, the cast of A Few Good Men were really strong. And so what you didn't want to do was be a distraction in a negative way. You kind of, you know, as we shared, one of the roles was the judge, where when Rocky Blyer or I weren't there, Montez, I'm sure you were happy when we weren't there.
No, look, that was more work. When you were there, I was done, you know, 10 minutes into the
show. Now
you're
under the stage.
Yeah.
The voice of Audrey, too. Mm-hmm. And Alex, you're the, I love how you described, you're in the foam thing. You're a foam flower.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
You ever think in your entire career, someday you'd be a foam flower?
Well, you know, you do a lot of weird things in the arts, but this is one of my, this is one of the ones I really, truly am enjoying. It's a real blast.
And this is what you do. I mean, this is what you want to do all the time for a living.
You have to say it like that. Are you really committing to this?
Well, it's a little late to change my mind now. So.
Well, it's the only thing I know how to do.
Because you all, also teach, you write.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
And all those things. But I did notice when I worked with all of the actors in A Few Good Men at the O'Reilly, there were a fascinating menagerie of other things that people did to maintain the passion of being a performer on stage.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, you have to put together the life that you want. You know, it's great to live in your dreams and, you know, to live your passion, but until they find a way to pay people, you know, pay me to nap, you know, that's the ultimate job. But it's great to do what you love to do, you know.
I would say my experience of doing it just the one time, you know, in a professional format was, it's fun when you're on stage, uh-huh. when you're performing, because you have to be focused and you can push everything else out in your life. If you can't, then you are unable to do that job.
That's so true.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're focused. Yeah. When you guys, it was so much fun to watch you perform because I knew what was coming, you know, mm-hmm. after a while. And I knew, God, these guys, it's so sharp and crisp that if you're not focused, you're going to mess up.
That's very true. Yeah. Yeah, and it's crazy because, you know, you go home and then it's like, oh, life comes back into play.
Yeah, I didn't like that part.
It's hard. It's a hard transition.
I like being somebody else for a while.
Yeah, let me take a couple hours to be somebody I'm not, and
maybe
then I go back to being me.
A foam flower's in my future.
Hey, there you go, Larry.
I don't know. But, Alex, you're from the area.
Yeah, I grew up in Greensburg. I went to college here. That's actually where Montez and I met.
Mm-hmm.
We've been friends since college. We both went to Point Park.
That has become a real mecca for talent.
Oh,
Point Park University. They're gobbling up more and more of downtown. It's become a big destination point, isn't it, for talented people to come here?
I want a tour. We were there.
Yeah, we were there before they built the new playhouse. And now they have the new downtown playhouse. Apparently it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I haven't walked through it yet. I haven't seen any of it. But
it's very nice.
There seems to be a lot of people, you know, we're known around the country for first the Steelers probably.
Well, yes.
And then, you know, the Eds and Meds, I like to call the robotics and software and But this area has been a real mecca for stage and singing talent.
Oh yeah. I mean, we have some very talented people in the region and people who've come from here or are originally from here. It's amazing to look around and see all of the talent that just is in the city of Pittsburgh. It's wild.
You have performances, you call them previews.
Yes, we're in previews right now.
But for those that want to go to a preview, because you still have a couple nights left, it's the same show, essentially, right?
Yeah,
yes.
Same show. We make little changes along the way, you know, to make it better and cleaner. But it's the same show, all the same words and songs.
And when did you start working on this show?
New Year's Eve Day.
Yeah.
January 31st, the last day of 2019. December 31st, the last day of 2019.
Yeah.
And this will go on through February 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, as probably a lot of people saw, because it's become a cult classic. So the actual stage musical came out in 82.
Mm-hmm.
But you pointed out, Alex, in 1986, Rick Moranis was part of this.
Feed me, Seymour. Feed me all night long.
And that's the
great one. Levi Stubbs.
And yes. that's who your voice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Some have said you're better than that.
They are fibbing. Levi's the standard. I mean, he's
the
amazing.
Standard.
But my Audrey 2 is different. It's a little different. And didn't set out to be, it just turned out to be that way. And so hopefully folks will rock with it. I think that because it is a cult classic, we have the challenge of making it our own, just like we did with A Few Good Men.
Right, because
we have that hard challenge because people know it.
Such a successful film, then there's a preconceived notion. But what I liked was the fact that a lot of people hadn't seen the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just assume everybody sees the movie because I'm a big movie buff and I know you guys love movies.
Mm-hmm.
Love them.
Do you prefer stage performing or would you rather do films? Alex?
I love being on stage. For me, there's nothing that compares to connecting with a live audience. When you see a play or you're in the audience of a play or you're on stage, it only exists in that moment that the show's going on and the audience is there. The next night, it's a whole nother experience. Whereas with a film, once it's done, it's always the same movie. It doesn't change based on the audience. It doesn't change based on anything other than where you're watching it. But with a play, you could come see us one night and the audience could make the experience feel one way and then come another night and it hits in a completely different way.
I noticed that even just with A Few Good Men, where the audience made a tremendous difference, even if the performance was virtually the same.
The audience is like the missing piece to the puzzle, and their energy is very important, and it fuels us, or it can either sometimes make us feel a little insecure as well.
That's true.
You know, and I think that audiences, some people don't quite get the power that they have, you know, of their energy in the room.
Yeah, I think that there's always going to be a place, even in this high-tech world, for live performances.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
In fact, some people, and I noticed this too, kind of discovered, oh, this is really entertaining. I've never done this before.
I think a lot of people's introduction to theater probably isn't the most exciting because it's typically Shakespeare, which people love Shakespeare. Alex loves Shakespeare.
I love Shakespeare. I will definitely say that.
Well, the average teenager just sitting right there, that's your introduction, and that doesn't always resonate with you. So I feel like if people were introduced to theater in different ways and through different and shown how large of a span the theater like covers and the different topics, then they would really be interested in as adults in theater as well.
What was Shakespeare? Well, of his many lines, to be or not to be.
Mm-hmm.
But someone said to me, well, how can you do a play that's been a movie in this case, it's been, you know, 36 years since the film came out,
mm-hmm.
a musical, and I said, well, Shakespeare, how can still do plays that he wrote after hundreds and hundreds of years, because they're good,
right?
Well, they're good and they resonate in some way. There's a reason that stories stick around. There's a reason that, you know, there's a reason that we keep doing Hamlet, or that something like Little Shop has been so prevalent in the culture for, you know, the last 30 years.
Longer than that, yeah. We've learned, like, there was a movie in the 60s, mm-hmm. and before that there were books that dealt with the same thing, so this story has been around.
Yeah, the whole idea of a man-eating plant that grants wishes, basically, mm-hmm. is a story that goes back, I think when our director was talking about some of her research, she saw stories from the 1800s, the late 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
People were speculating about the otherworldly nature of carnivorous plants.
And let's give Mariah some love.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We love you, Mariah.
We sure do.
She's extremely talented, and I loved. And I had no idea when you go through the table read and then you build that you talk about those kind of things, like you're saying, that this story has been around. And you kind of, each individual slowly works in. It's like a sculpture, just mm-hmm. slowly hones in. And her job is to, in your case, herd cats.
Indeed.
Yeah, yes, it is. Yeah, especially with our silly cast.
And it's such a collaborative effort. That's another thing that I love about it is, you know, our production of Little Shop or our production of A Few Good Men is going to be completely different than another production that you may see because of those personalities and those people who are in the room as it's being developed.
So who are some of your fellow actors in A Little Shop of Horrors at the O'Reilly?
Oh, I don't know those people.
That's tremendous.
No, we have Philippe Arroyo playing Seymour.
Lauren Marcus is Audrey.
Mark Moritz plays Mr. Mushnick.
Patrick Cannon is the dentist.
And then we have Tavia Revay and Abby, what is Abby's last name? Stevenson.
And Melissa Clark.
Mm-hmm. I'm impressed that you guys, I didn't want to put you on the spot, but you did that without a net.
We probably forgot somebody.
Well, no, if they forgot anybody.
But it's not 20-something people names that we have to remember like it was for, you know, A Few Good Men.
And the other thing is that I noticed is and appreciate are all the people who you don't see on stage contribute to the performance.
Oh, my goodness. Our fabulous, you know, our fabulous backstage team, our stage manager, Pam Brzezowski, Kelly Haywood, Becky Krall. There are rocks. They're the people that you don't see that help make everything work, not even to count all of the fabulous staff at the Public. Mm-hmm. It takes a village to make something like this happen.
And I want to thank Asia Jones for coming in and getting up early. And you both, because I know as artists, mm-hmm. you don't like to get up this early if you don't have to. I get that.
Well,
Montez Freeland. And Alex Noble, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see the show again at the O'Reilly. It's officially open on Friday. You can see a preview, and then it ends on February 23rd. But are you working tonight?
Yeah. 7 o'clock. We have a performance this evening.
The show must go on.
Always.
Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you, Larry.
Really special. Talking Tuesday. You got to come back. I want to know what you're doing next time.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.